Time again for sport with Warwick Hadfield. As the Australian men's cricket team prepares for the opening one day in London tonight with its new on-field leader, a lot of people are ruling out running for the job of off-field leader, the soon-to-be vacant CEO's position, Warwick.
Yeah, they were lining up yesterday, Hamish. Todd Greenberg, CEO of the NRL, and David Gallop, CEO of the FFA. They've both indicated no interest. But I would suggest everyone keeps an eye on Keith Bradshaw, CEO of the SACA in Adelaide, where, of course, they gave the first official test match under lights. So he's not frightened of innovation. And he's a former CEO of the MCC, the Marylebone Cricket Club, where dealing with both the egg and bacon old duffers and the sensitivities of the new international cricket environment was a daily challenge. So well experienced, I would have thought. Tonight, at the Oval, rather than Lords, Tim Payne's Australians, with a new coach too, Justin Langer, but without a legion of leading players, they take on England. And even though he's only played 2 one-days, there's a lot of talk about Queensland fast bowler Billy Stanlake. The last time a fast bowler called Billy came out of Queensland, and we're talking about Craig Billy the Kid McDermott, he took 494 international wickets. Now, Stanlake is much taller than McDermott, and probably that telling bit faster, up around 150 kph plus. And his teammates believe that while they won't cross this new fabled line that we have in Australian cricket, which relates to sledging and so on, Billy Stanlake is still capable of providing England with a bit of chin music, which is still permitted, it seems, Hamish.
In rugby union, that win over Ireland has lifted the Wallabies world ranking.
Yeah, look, the Australians are now third behind New Zealand. Everyone's always behind New Zealand and the Irish, and have jumped over England, who lost to South Africa last weekend. So the rest of the series against Ireland, two tests to go, becomes vital for all sorts of reasons. A rising world ranking for the Wallabies, who, of course, are the prime marketing tool for Australian rugby, might just get the administrators the relief they need from all the criticisms, much of it deserved, that's come their way in recent times. And another good sign for Australian rugby, the Sydney Convicts have won both men's divisions at the Bingham Cup. Now, that's the World Championship of LGBT Rugby. That was in Amsterdam. And since winning that, they've received hearty congratulations from Israel Folau.
Seriously?
Yes.
Oh, that's interesting. In rugby league, is Queensland moving that bit closer to picking Kalyn Ponga at fullback for the State of Origin?
Look, Coach Kevin Walters said last night on his regular appearance on pay television, he's aware of Ponga's ability. Well, you can hardly miss it. The kid's a genius. He's one of the best attacking fullbacks I've seen since the young Russell Fairfax back in the 70s. Now, however, Walters says it's all about the timing of introducing this wonderkin to the rough and tumble of mate against mate. And there's still the matter to be resolved of Billy Slater's fitness, because Slater, of course, missed the first game with a hamstring, but he's been picked to play for Melbourne this weekend against Ponga's Newcastle side. It'd be interesting to see what happens if Ponga shows up. Billy, he's got to go in then, Hamish.
Warwick, thank you very much indeed. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Good on you, Hamish.